Hi, and welcome to this FOSDEM talk about continuous delivery indicators. So first, a little bit about me. My name is Vincent. I'm working at Dailymotion. So Dailymotion is a French company, and we are hosting video on the internet. Recently, I've been working a lot on continuous delivery, and one of my most recent project was about continuous delivery indicators, which is why today's topic is about collecting and visualizing continuous delivery indicators. So we'll see why we should care about continuous delivery indicators, what kind of indicators we should track and care about, and the biggest part of this talk will be about how we can do that. So it will be based on our own experience at Dailymotion in a Kubernetes-based CI/CD platform, using Jenkinsx, Lighthouse, Tecton, PostgreSQL, and Grafana, and so on. So don't worry if you don't know what Jenkinsx or Lighthouse is. I'll explain a little bit later. So let's start with why we should care about continuous delivery indicators. Because we are not just doing continuous integration anymore. Continuous delivery is now a core component of your business. It defines how fast we can bring value to the business. Of course, if we don't have a continuous delivery, if we need to manually make release and deploy to production, it's going to be much more slower to deploy new feature to production. Whereas if you have a good continuous delivery pipeline, you can be much more fast in bringing value to your customer and to your business. So the real question is, what is the performance of your continuous delivery platform, if you have one? How can you know if it's slow or broken? Do you wait for your developers to tell you, oh well, this pipeline used to take like 10 minutes, now it's taking 20 or 30 minutes, so it's much more slower than what it was 6 months before? And yes, you know the usual quote, which is, if you can't measure it, you can't improve it. So, continuous delivery is based on the fact that we want to regularly improve our own software. So, we should apply that to continuous delivery platform too. So, we want to improve them regularly, but if we can't measure it, it will be difficult. You can do it, but you don't really know what you do, what you improve it of, or if you are really doing it or not. So, okay, we agree that we should measure our continuous delivery platform and process. So, what should we measure? So, that depends on who you ask. If you ask to the developer,